What about this patient that you're presenting now who got started on TCH? What do you think your second line therapy is likely to be?
At this moment in time, we would probably follow the Chikungunya data and do something like a capecitabine lapatinib.
And how would you decide between that and, let's say, keeping the trastuzumab going and adding another chemotherapeutic agent?
Well, you've been asking, Mark and I where we would be in 5 years' time, and I have the feeling in 5 years' time that one would probably give trastuzumab frontline, lapatinib second line, perhaps even a third kind of, AE788, something like that, another kind of HER2 blocker third line. So I think we are going to go through, change our agents in that way.
There was this big controversy about continuing trastuzumab on progression. And, people would say, well, if the patient had a really good prolonged response to first line therapy, I might be more likely to continue the trastuzumab. Is that now going to, do you think, Mark, go totally out the window and people are just going to go to second line lapatinib?
I think probably there will be strong sentiment to try to change classes of inhibitors. I mean, the lessons learned from other targeted therapy approaches, a la the estrogen receptor, are that by changing the strategy of therapeutic targeting, you might be able to capture additional responses, albeit with perhaps somewhat lower frequency and maybe not as long a duration, but still nevertheless resulting in tangible clinical benefits. So I think that probably would be the armchair bias of the community oncologist just based on experience with other targeted agents. This issue has never been put to rest in a randomized clinical trial anyway, the duration of trastuzumab in the metastatic setting, which is unfortunate because once the tyrosine kinase inhibitors are available in the community, then it'll probably make that question impossible to ever address. Not that it was ever possible before lapatinib, but after lapatinib, it will probably be impossible.